Hi, how are you? Good to see you. I mean, I can't see you, but whatever. Come a little bit closer to your speaker. A little bit closer. No, it's too much. Too much. Back off. Back off. Oh, that's perfect right there. We're going to have a little talk today. You and me.
Ron Van Dam is an experienced talk show host. Do not attempt to try this at home.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Come here. You want to sit on my lap? Come here.
Whatever.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. That's what we're going to call this.
Sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you very much, Julie. Welcome to the program. That is my name. Good to see you, man. You're looking good today. I'm feeling good, and I want you to feel good too. And that's the purpose of today's show. I'm going to make you feel really, really good. I am. I'm going to do it. I know how.
I think I'll go for a walk outside now. The summer sun's calling my name.
Yeah. I hear you now. Right. I just can't stay inside all
That's
day.
Right.
I got to get out. Give me some of those rays. Everybody's smiling. Sunshine day. Everybody's laughing. Sunshine day. Everybody seems so happy today.
Yeah. By the way, there was never a singing group that was more talented than the Brady Bunch. I just, nothing's ever topped them. No one. The way Greg Brady plays that guitar, Eric Clapton, I mean, you're nothing compared to Greg Brady on his guitar. And Marcia, she didn't even have to sing. She was just pretty. I think Marsha Brady's purpose on the Brady Bunch was to introduce masturbation to young men. Her only asset. It certainly wasn't acting, and it certainly wasn't anything other than helping those young men discover their bodies. And God love you. God love you, Marsha. To see those little kids dancing around being so happy, obviously, it was a television show, but back in those days, in the 60s and 70s, it really felt like that was the way it really was. I'm shocked and chagrined. Shocked and chagrined. Sounds like it should be a Sinatra song. I'm shocked and I'm chagrined. I don't even know what chagrin means. I don't even know how to spell it. Sounds like somebody's name. Yeah, my sister, Chagrin. No, nobody's named Chagrin. I bet there is. Anyway, focus, Ron. Focus. People seem to be down these days. They do. They seem to feel... It's odd because our president-elect, president, whatever the fuck he is, he says now we have hope and the stock market goes through the ceiling and everything's wonderful and people have hope. Now all of a sudden, no one's got any hope. Everybody's saying to themselves, this is not going to be good. This is going to be a roller coaster ride, and I'm not really tall enough to be on it. I'm just going to have to watch it. That's what I feel like. There's a big roller coaster ride coming up, and I can't participate in it. All I can do is just watch there in horror and hope that the roller coaster car stays on the tracks, even though I kind of realize it probably won't. I made a prediction last week, and I'm going to repeat it today, and then I'm not going to talk about this facet of it anymore, that by the summer, I would say certainly the first week of August, the quote-unquote president will either be under indictment or investigation for some type of scandal, some type of conflict of interest, some type of revelation, some type of horrible thing that he has done or something that he is about to do that people will not tolerate. That's going to happen. I don't know where, I don't know when, but I know it will. And I'm assuming that by the beginning of August, this country will be embroiled and inflamed in some type of horrendous scandal that will rival the scandal of the sexual Clinton thing. This will be more monumental. I don't know what it'll be. Perhaps a doctor will claim that the president is mentally insane and is not fit to trim his toenails. That could happen. There could be some incredible conflict of interest and that'll happen anyway. I mean, we all know that. It's a question of how deep that'll go. Anyway, that's my prediction, and it's going to be true, and no matter what you say, that's the way it's going to be. Some people are actually very depressed about that, and those of you that voted for, I can't say his name, but those of you who voted for him are cautiously happy. Those of you that didn't are in the closet, seethingly uncomfortable. And it has caused a mild depression amongst many people for many reasons. One is because they were shot in the foot. The other is that there is so much uncertainty. There are a lot of us, some of us are thrill seekers. Those are the ones that voted for what's his name. You're thrill seekers. You will walk into the woods with scabies and fleas and ticks. You will walk into the woods naked and say, well, if I make it into the woods and I make it into the other side of the woods, then good for me, whatever. Those are the people that voted for what's his name. The other people that didn't vote for what's his name are people that say, I like to know what's going to happen tomorrow. I'm going to plan my day tomorrow. I'm going to set my things up so that everything is good. I'm going to take care of everything. I want to know that everything is going to be fine, and I want to be able to look into the future a little bit to go down whatever road I choose to go down so I can make the proper decisions. Those people didn't vote for what's his name. The people that say, yeah, let's have unprotected sex. If we have a baby, we'll deal with it then. Those people voted for what's his name. People that use condoms or are kind of careful or have someone's sexual history checked out or want to date a little bit before we actually go to bed together, they didn't vote for what's his name. Do you understand what I'm saying here? So there are a lot of people that are very nervous and uncomfortable because their future is not charted well. And I can see it. I can see it. I can see that people are going nuts. I can see that people are actually concerned about this. The closer that we get to the actuality of this asshole actually, I'm sorry, did I, of if we get closer to this man running the country, and actually doing stuff, the more uncomfortable I think we're all going to be. I also predict that the stock market will somewhat plummet very, very shortly. Those of you who invest will call it a correction. Those of you that don't invest will call it a fiasco. But here's the answer, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the answer. And a lot of it has to do with this 2017, 2016 crap. We're so childishly human sometimes. We're so childishly human. We think that when December 31st came, everything that happened before that is now in the past. And everything that happens after January 1st, 2017 is going to be okay, or it's going to be all right. But you know what? That's infantile, because every day is a new day. And just because you had a lousy first or second week of 2017 doesn't mean 2017 is awful. You see, we define things so stupidly. I am not defined by who the president is. I never was, I never will be. I admired some presidents. I had great disdain for others. I've been around for a little while. I've been through a few presidents. But when it's all said and done, it was all up to me. It was all up to me. Didn't really affect my life that much. Not really. It all was up to me. It always has been. Now, when things go wrong with your health, that's what we call the speed bump in life. We call it the roadblock. We call it the hurdle. We all have them. Nobody is born and goes all the way to the deathbed in some type of a wonderfully heavenly thing where everything was perfect, nothing went wrong, nobody died, nobody got sick. We never lost our job. We never had a shortage of money. Everything was perfect. There's nobody like that. And if there is and there was, there are only two or three of them. And they're probably delusional and have no love in their life. Part of this journey are the highs and the lows. Now, granted, when you're in the lows, everything seems horrible. Everything seems horrible. Everything. When you're in the highs, everything is glorious. Nothing can get you down. Nothing can make you feel bad. You know it. You've got to recognize that. There are highs, there are lows. Right now, you might be in the low category. Doesn't mean that in a little while you can't be in the high category. And there's no president, and there is no parent, and there is no friend, and there is no spouse that is going to necessarily bring you in or out of these highs and lows. It's only you. You're the only one that can really do it. It's your attitude. It's how you point yourself. And of course you're saying, Ron, that's absurd. Because you're in your low, that's why everything's absurd when you're in your low. I'm just reminding you that there were times when you were in your highs. When you liked people, I never was there, but liking people is not one of my qualifications necessarily. I do like, you know what, let's just clear the air for just a second so we can talk a little bit further here. I am not the curmudgeon, grumpy guy that you think I, oh yes I am. I have tinges of it, and I kind of go more in that direction, yes I do. But I'm doing a stupid damn talk show here. I can't talk about how wonderful everything is. You wouldn't listen. You don't listen to me now. Much less. So I'm just pointing stuff out. That's all. I'm pointing stuff out. But I'm really a fun-loving, I'm an extremely peaceful guy. Oh, God, am I peaceful. I'm annoyingly peaceful. I want everybody to be happy. I don't want any conflict. I don't want any problems. I avoid them like the plague. So don't get me wrong here. I want you to be happy. And if people make you happy, and if being surrounded by friends and people makes you happy, then that's your happiness. Your happiness is not his happiness, not her happiness, not my happiness. Your happiness is your happiness. And damn it, once you're 21 years old, or at least 25, you better damn well know what makes you happy and what doesn't. You better damn well know what things work for you and what things tend not to work for you. You better know damn well which things are workable and which things are not workable. You better know damn well which things make you comfortable and which things you don't really like too much. And you exercise your life accordingly. But you gotta find what makes you happy. You've got to find what makes you happy. And you got to shoot for it. You got to go for it. We all make mistakes. We all make bad decisions. Just because you make a bad decision doesn't mean you're horrible. Just because something went wrong doesn't mean you're horrible. If you have health problems, that's not necessarily your problem. Maybe you smoked all your life. Now you got health problems, which you may not have if you didn't smoke. All right, you don't smoke anymore or stop smoking. You're in total control of stuff. The toughest thing is when you don't have money, because this country runs on money. And you've just elected and put into office a president who runs on money, whose only source of happiness is money, whose only source of security is money. So if you think you elected somebody into office who's just like you are, you're kind of wrong. You're kind of wrong. Unless you sit in a gold leaf chair and a throne in a palace, unless you have property and residence and castles all over the world, then you're not the president, and the president doesn't understand you. Nothing could be further from you and your problems than the guy that you just elected into office. Shame on you. You've been taken. You've been duped by the medicine man with the snake oil. Shit happens. You make mistakes, whatever. In any event, my point here is that you need to find your happiness, and it's very, very difficult to do when you're in your lows. I understand that. Let me tell you something, and I've said this before, and I'm not gloating at all. I'm just trying to make you understand. I've been doing this for a long time, a little over 25 years doing broadcasting, and I've interviewed thousands upon thousands of people in interviews, which we do on this show, and I've always done interviews. I've talked to thousands of people on the phone as they've called in. And when you're a talk show host and you do, and I did morning shows for most of my broadcast career, so people wake up to you. And before there was even the popular internet, people used to go on the radio to express themselves. Now, not so much, because you have the internet and you can talk to everybody on the internet and show everybody just how lame and out of control you are. But they used to call up on the radio. And when you're a talk show host, people think you know everything. And to be honest with you, I kind of do, because I have talked to like tons and thousands of experts about every subject matter you can think about. I know a little bit about a lot of things. Not a lot about too much, but a little about everything. And people come to me for advice frequently in all forms of my life. And that's okay. I don't mind it. I don't care. I don't mind it. You do start to get a passion for people when you hear everybody's problems. When I was a talk show host, which I still am, but when I was doing the phone call thing, I heard constantly, day after day, people who had problems, people who had no direction, who wanted some type of advice from me. And because I was doing this stuff, and I am doing this stuff, you do it. You give the advice of which you have learned. I don't follow my own advice frequently, but I do believe it. And here's my advice for you. Find some way, and you can do it. Look inside, deep inside you, and find some way to take control of yourself again. I don't care what happened to you. I don't care what your physical or mental state may be. I don't care what's happening in the world around you or in the family around you or in your friends around you. I don't care. You need to take care of yourself. And when you do, everything starts to click. The family starts to click. The friends start to click. The job starts to click. Maybe you even get a job. But it all begins with your attitude, the way you carry yourself, the way you get up in the morning. And today's probably shot to hell, because you're already up and you are who you are. But tomorrow, for me, why don't you just like say, okay, I'm going to go to bed tonight. When I wake up in the morning, and I don't care what problems I still have, what phobias, what things are hanging over my head, I'm going to start tomorrow in a whole different way, with a whole different attitude. I'm going to put on some nice clothes. I'm going to take a shower. I'm going to smell good. I'm going to look good. I'm going to clear off my desk in my house, in my apartment. I'm going to clean up a room in the place that I live, and I'm going to make it mine. I'm going to play the music that I like to hear. I'm going to eat the food that I like to eat, not stupidly, but I'm going to make myself happy. And if you need to depend on somebody else to make you happy, then you're not going to get out of this hole very easily. You need to do it yourself. It all starts with you. And then everything else, like dominoes, starts to fall into place. Dominoes a bad example because things fall down. Let's say dominoes in the opposite way, where things start lining up all of a sudden. And it's not a miracle, and it doesn't necessarily work. But it helps you define to yourself what you like to do. Let me tell you something. Here's what I do. When I get stressed, and I do get stressed, sure I do. When I get stressed, here's what I do. I go to the radio, or I pop in a CD or something, and I play lullaby music. Ron, what are you talking about? Yes, I do. I play lullaby music. What? Yes. It's soothing. It reminds me of a time where I was coddled. It slows my brain down.
Ron, you don't need your brain slowed down. You need to pep it.
All right, enough of that. Yeah, you do need to slow your brain down. You overthink everything. When you get all upset and nervous and you feel like a failure, you're overthinking. You calm yourself down. You regather yourself. You say to yourself, all right, I'm going to have a meeting with myself. We're going to have a business meeting right now. We're going to take care of business. We're going to adjust some attitudes. I'm going to have a meeting with myself in my own mind. And you do it. You talk out loud if you have to. Everything that I'm saying is based on information from motivational speakers that I have interviewed through the decades. But it's also the experiences that I've been through that have worked for me. And it's important. You need to carry yourself like you know what you're doing. But do everything in terms of other people around you. And I know that sounds contradictory. Ron, if you don't like people, why would you do things that please other people around you as well a little bit? Well, because I want to show respect. I still want the world to be a better place. And the only way I think the world is going to be a better place is if people start respecting each other's views, opinions, ways of life, that kind of thing. But don't impede upon me, and I won't impede upon you. Don't play loud music that comes into my ears, which is not my choice of music, and I won't play my loud music upon you. So as much as that is very people-oriented, it's also like you do your thing and I do mine, and don't cross them if we don't invite them over to our sides. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's an attitude. It's a way of life. It's a smile. I've told this story so many times before, but it's so effective. I was a grumpier guy than I even am now. And I still don't smile a lot. I know that about myself. I'm not a smiley kind of guy. I don't use smiley faces. I don't smile a lot. I think a lot. You don't see it on my face that much. So people can't read me well. So sometimes I realize that. And there have been some days when I have realized that, and I go out into the world, I go shopping, whatever the case may be, and I purposely put a smile on my face. It's not easy to do because I wasn't brought up with a smile on my face. So I have to kind of force it just a bit. But when I do, holy crap, does that work. I'll never forget this. I was walking down the street in a public mall area or something. I don't remember exactly where it was, but it was in a public area. I'm walking down the street, one of these outdoor mall things. And this attractive girl comes walking in my direction, carrying shopping bags. I'm walking, and I glance over at her, and I put a little smile on my face, not in a lecherous kind of like, not in a winking kind of construction worker, hard hat, lecherous kind of manner, but just a little smile to show that I'm happy. I'm a happy person. And I'll never forget this. She looks at me glancingly, smiles back, and then I walk my direction, she walks her, we never talk, we never meet, nothing like that. We just passed each other. But it was a smile and a return smile. That was fucking cool. That's so much better than not that. And for the rest of the day, I was good. I felt good. And bad stuff didn't happen. Good stuff happened. Now that was coincidental, certainly, because I'm no fool. I realized stuff happens. I could have tripped on a cobblestone 2 minutes later. I don't know. It can happen. But it was amazing what a smile did for me. This is all really tough for those that are listening to the show that are down and out, are having financial problems, have situations, Dunning letters, collection agencies, someone in the family is sick, you're sick, you have health problems. Every day you open the mail and there's a bill that you can't pay. There's a job that you can't stand. There's a family member or friend that is just driving you off the planet, insanity. It's tough to be happy. But if you can somehow master some kind of little trick that works for you, I guarantee you'll come out of it. People come out of stuff. Sometimes it's not tomorrow. Sometimes it's not next week. Sometimes it's weeks away or a month away. But things turn around. It takes time. Nothing's immediate. Nothing's a snap of the fingers. If you can do that, that'd be great. If you can find that little thing inside you that says, all right, stop, enough, enough, enough of the negativity. I only will do positive now. If you can do that, wonderful. But most people can't. I'm just trying to help you out because I see on Facebook an incredible amount of anger, threats that these are my friends, these aren't my friends. They're not your friends. The people on Facebook that are your friends, friends you had before. Facebook friends are acquaintances that you've somehow hooked up with through somebody else, or you've seen them once or twice or something like that. They're not friends. Stop with that terminology, friends. It's not Facebook friends. It's Facebook acquaintances. It's people I've bumped into, and I got their Facebook address. That's all that is. Stop treating it like it's your entire being. It's your entire wealth of your own personality. Your wealth of your own personality is yourself. Let that flourish. Let that go out like some type of beam of of confidence or happiness, and things might change just a little bit. But there's a lot of depression going on, a lot of depression, not only politically, but personally. People are not better off than they were, and people will probably not be better off than they were even with a new president or a new climate or a new governor or anything like that. That doesn't change things all that much. The only things that change are you and a little bit of luck. Yeah, it takes luck. Life is luck. Things happen that are good. Did you ever meet somebody that says, yeah, I won the lottery. I won $1,000 on a scratch ticket last week, and I won the lottery about 6 months ago, and I made about $50,000. Of course, the proper response is, well, how much money did you spend to make that money? And you'll find they didn't make all that much, especially after they pay the government their luxury tax, or their winning lottery tax, which is considerable. But still, they're lucky. And I'm not a lucky person. I never have been. Never have been. Now, if I look back at life, the life that I've already had, and I go back into my history and my past, I might start seeing things that were, I didn't think they're lucky. I still didn't realize they were lucky. But now that I look back on my life, I have had lucky things happen. I just didn't know that they were lucky things at the time. But I guess they are. It's all a matter of how you look at stuff. Is the glass half empty? Is the glass half full? That kind of thing. So anyway, I was going to actually interview somebody on this show, but I just excuse me for my mouth running over, but I just, you know, the happier that you are, the happier I am. And I don't know you. I have no idea who you are. Some of you I probably know. I can't see you. I don't know who's listening to this right now. You could be a complete stranger. I may know you. I really don't know. Doesn't really matter. Even completes, if there were more complete strangers who were happy, we'd all be better off too. Wouldn't it be great if everybody was happy? Wouldn't be such a bad thing. Wouldn't be so bad after all. I don't know. Maybe the Brady Bunch, their attitudes of life, their mindless, deceitful, delusional happiness isn't so bad after all.
Everybody's smiling, sunshine day. Everybody's laughing, sunshine day. Everybody seems so happy today.
I think I'll go for a walk outside now. The summer sun knows me by name.
He's calling me, I gotta get up, gotta get out, gotta get away. Into the sunshine.
Can't you dig the sunshine?
Take a walk every day now. The summer sun show me the way.
To be happy now, I just can't stay inside all day. I gotta get out, give me some of those rays. Everybody's smiling, sunshine day. Everybody's laughing, sunshine day. Everybody seems so happy today. It's a sunshine day.
I don't know. Doesn't matter how happy they are, they still can't sing. That doesn't change. That doesn't change no matter how hard you try. I don't know. I don't know. You know, some people actually live with the astrology thing. Not astronomy, that's different. Astronomy's different. Astrology's something else. A lot of people believe in that stuff. And, you know, if it works for you, fine. To me, it's just another method of somebody telling you what's good and what's bad. I don't like that. I think that should be up to you. Nonetheless, wonder what's in the cards for me. Or should I say, what's in the stars?
Greetings, fellow planet travelers. Kip Starchild here with your horoscopescape for the month. Let's see what the stars have in store for you. Aquarius, there are just two words for your month ahead. Regrettable tattoos. Pisces, remember that when one door closes, another one opens. Usually. You probably shouldn't stand around waiting. You could try knocking politely, but... yeah. Aries, no one wants to get hit by falling space junk, but you should probably get used to the idea. Taurus, new friends and a new outlook on life are coming your way, thanks to a blow to the skull and subsequent amnesia. Gemini, get out of that bad relationship you're in, because the bad part? Yeah, that would be you. Cancer, keep in mind that naked midnight spearfishing during a thunderstorm only sounds like a good idea when you're really drunk and should probably be taken home instead. Leo, here are your two words for the month. Lengthy trial. Oh, and two more. Concurrent sentences. Virgo, just when it looks like things are about as bad as it gets, get ready to discover that you are wrong. Libra, a modeling opportunity is coming your way this month. Looks like you'll be the before picture for either weight loss or hair restoration or toe fungus removal. Possibly all three. Scorpio, change your travel plans soon. The stars are a little clear on exactly why, but apparently everyone in Taiwan hates you. Sagittarius, you're going viral this month, but a hearty dose of antibiotics should clear that right up in no time. Capricorn, you will soon hear from an old flame. Considering your track record, it will probably be about bail money or muling one more load of coke over the border, but just see where that goes. Why not? That's your horoscopescape for the month. I'm Kip Starchild. Until next time, peace.
Yeah, one thing I've learned in my life, which I shall be my closing statement to you. You can't do anything with anger. You can't advance. You can't be successful. You can't be happy, which is the most important one, with too much anger. A little anger. Yeah, we're human, got it. But if you're consumed by anger, it's hard to be happy. It's kind of impossible. And I got to tell you, man, I don't know what your religion is. I don't care. Please keep it to yourself, by the way. But whatever it is, and glad you have it, but whatever your religion may be, I think we all agree on one thing. This journey, this thing called life, kind of only happens once. And every day that you don't take in the beauty of it, the miracle of it, the amazement of it, is a day that you've lost that you will never get back. Stop wasting these days. Start making each day something that can be rewarding and invigorating. Look up at the sky, whether it's raining or not. Marvel at this miracle, and don't waste a day or a moment of it, because when you regret it, you can't get it back. Temper down that anger. Build yourself up, or your sup up, and make yourself happy in a kind, respectful, human manner. And you'll be amazed at how much better everything looks through those rose-colored glasses. I used to think those glasses were just kind of a stupid expression, but I got myself a pair, and they're pretty cool. Have yourselves a wonderful day. I wish you peace.